Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from Germany we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta. And her preaching today is entitled, Fulfilling the Law of God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Last Sunday, Europe voted for its European Parliament. And even though it was not a surprise, the results manifested what many people had feared. The right-wing parties all over Europe have grown significantly. In Germany, the most common reason for electing the right-wing party AfD was the topic of migration. People who vote for the AfD appreciate that this party wants to limit the moving in of foreigners and refugees. At the same time, the right-wing parties all over Europe want to defend the Christian Occident, so they call themselves somehow Christians. But can a party that tolerates and accepts that people drown in the Mediterranean Sea or are struck at the borders of Europe under inhuman conditions while seeking life be called Christian? In today's Gospel, Jesus tells his people that he has come not to abolish, but to fulfill the law and the prophets. And they say that people in need deserve special care. The Old Testament is full of instructions on how to treat foreigners, orphans, and widows. It is not written that they can be left to starve or die, or that there is no need to look after people who have had to leave their homes. On the contrary, foreigners, widows, and orphans enjoy special rights because God knows what it means to be without family, without a community in a foreign country, and to have to find your feet again. God's people experience again and again what it means to be a foreigner because they have to leave their homeland again and again and search for a place where they can live. Moreover, God himself knows what it means to be a foreigner and a refugee. Remember the Holy Family that had to flee to Egypt. Without friendly people who support them and help them, it is difficult to imagine that they would have made it. Taking care of every single human being on earth is one of God's laws because every single human being on earth is God's creation and an image of God. And Jesus makes clear that whoever wants to follow him has to do his laws. That means a party that wants to defend the Christian Occident and people who vote for them cannot count themselves as Christians. To be a follower of Jesus Christ and the triune God, who is love, means to love every human being, regardless of origin, skin color, gender, or religion. It's the law.